So my name is Allison Johnson. I'm here for KTSW 89.9, and I am with
Chris Simpson of Mineral.
From Mineral, that's right. And I know I'm probably going to ask you the question that everyone is asking you, but 17 years, that's a long time. So why now? Why the comeback?
Why not now, I guess? It just kind of, it's not something we like tried really hard to plan or like pined for. It just kind of, the idea came up of doing one show, and we got together to rehearse, and things just got out of hand, and all of a sudden we had a world tour booked, you know, so, but it feels real fun. Like, I've kind of stopped asking why, you know, just kind of enjoying it.
So it seems like it's kind of meant to be then.
It feels that way, yeah. It feels like great timing. And
so in the downtime, what have you been doing? What have you been doing since you weren't a touring band? All of you, I guess.
Yeah, after Mineral, I was in, Jeremy and I, the bass player, were in a band called Glory Record that toured for a while. But now I do a band called Zookeeper. It's kind of more solo-ish stuff. Got some kids.
Got some
married.
Kids.
Yeah, so like, three of the four of us have kids and families. And Jeremy works in software programming and Gabe was a paramedic for 5 years. Scott works on motorcycles.
All right.
So everyone kind of does their own thing. Like,
are you all hanging around in Austin still?
Mm-hmm. Everyone is still in Austin.
So this is your home?
This is our home, yeah.
And I know that are you from Houston? Are you all from Houston?
Yeah, except for Scott. Gabe, me, and Jeremy all finished high school in Houston and then moved up to Austin.
So would you say that moving to Austin was probably the best decision for you all at the time, like, creatively to come here and to pursue, like, what you were doing here?
Sure. I think a lot of kids, like, in bands from Houston and Dallas, at least at the time, everyone wanted to move to Austin after high school, you know? It was just the place where everyone was always playing music. So much music going on.
And how do you feel about, I don't know how I feel about this term, emo revival. So this is something getting passed around. How do you feel about that, like, ideal in general, and about kind of being a part of it in a sense, or being labeled as a big part of what's going on right now?
We weren't crazy about the emo term back in the day. I don't know any bands that were, you know, like, bands, labels of that sort are not for bands, really. They're for, like, journalists and maybe marketing people, you know. Emo revival is somehow less offensive than emo to me, but I don't know. Like, it feels like a revival, like a renaissance for us of, like, this band we were in before. Feels real good to be playing in this band again, to have revived this band, you know. Whether or not that means we're, like, I don't think we're going to be caught waving any flags for any revivals,
right,
per se.
And so what has been the best part for you about being back, about touring again? Would you say that it's been crowd response? I mean, you have a huge following of fans, and it's a niche group.
Yeah.
And these are people that, you know, you have two albums, and they're stuck with you, and they're diehards.
Yeah.
So has that been one of the best parts about being back, is, like, seeing the response and seeing that you have these people that have just been sticking with you?
Definitely, like, because, you know, we had some idea before we booked shows that there was a group of people who were going to be passionate about it, you know, and excited about it, but I don't think we knew, like, how big that group was, you know. It's been awesome to see, like, and it's kind of a no-brainer. It's, like, easy to go do a tour and play for people when you know that there's already people who know the material and want to hear it and even want to, like, sing along, you know? Like, that's not what I remember touring being like back in the day. Like, usually it's just like you're just sort of slogging it out there, like, trying to get someone to care, you know?
So you're definitely an influential band for bands from your time, past your time, you know, and continuing on. Who are the bands that influenced you? That's a very general question, but it's an important one that I think people are interested in. Who are the bands that influenced you and your bandmates to do what you're doing and that have continued to influence you?
Yeah. At the time, we were definitely into, like, a lot of kind of loud guitar, like 90s indie rock. We were into like Buffalo Tom and Dinosaur Jr. and Catherine Wheel and Sugar. And we sort of, as we got going, around the time we got going, we started like getting into a lot of the kind of Merge and Matador stuff, like Superchunk and Rocket from the Crypt. And now I'd say, I don't know, my tastes are pretty different now, but like, it's always been about music, you know, just like discovering music and listening to music and loving music. Like, I don't listen to it as much. I'm not as up on what's like current now in music as I've gotten older, but I still am constantly discovering music, you know, from the past. And like,
are there any artists that you're looking forward to seeing this weekend? Will you be sticking around for any of the festival?
I hope to see a few things. It would be fun to see 2 Chainz. Like, I think these hip-hop shows are just awesome. Like, it's just, these guys just, like, they understand, like, how important, like, live performance, like,
absolutely,
a show is, like, getting a crowd, you know? Like, I love that.
And so, after this, you're going to be touring further. And I believe you're going out of the U.S., of course.
Yeah,
and
everywhere.
What are you looking forward to most? Where are you looking forward to playing most? Any places that you haven't been before?
Yeah, Japan. I've been to the airport in Tokyo a few times, but I've never been in. So we're doing like 5 shows in Japan. That'll be beautiful. And then doing 4 shows in Australia. I've never been there, so it should be really fun.
How do you think it's going to be in Japan?
I think it's going to be crazy. I think, yeah, the clubs we're playing aren't that big, but from what I've heard, like, the audiences there are crazy, passionate.
No, yeah, I think that's awesome. One of the best parts about being in a band, I think, is getting to go around the world, different places, and see different people reacting to music. Such a beautiful thing. Sun Kil Moon. I heard that during Run the Jewels performance, he was having the crowd chant, like, Sun Kil Moon, like, suck my dick. How do you feel about the controversy? And would you want to be on, I guess, the war on drugs side in this?
I want to be on a stage right across from him while he's playing in a louder band. Yeah,
awesome.
That's all. I love him too, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I was actually in the later era of Mineral, I was obsessed with Red House Painters, like, when we were making our second record, like, pretty influential, like, writer and artist for us, but even still, yeah, that whole thing made me wish I had a big loud air horn or something at his show, you know.
Absolutely, I agree.
Like, I have a real difficulty, like, with people who take themselves too seriously, you know, like, who don't have humor about themselves, you know, like, I don't know.
What's the funniest thing about yourself?
I'm actually a pretty funny guy. Like, if it wasn't for being, like, super sad emo singer guy, like, I'd probably be a stand-up comedian. I don't know if you can tell that now, but...
It's the emo title. It's just really weighing on you so much that you can't...
Yeah.
No jokes are coming out.
Yeah, nobody can... Nobody recognizes them.
Nobody understands you, right?
Yeah, nobody understands my jokes.
That's awesome. Well, very, very cool. So, you know, this is the next big question. What's next? Are you guys going to be working on new music? Are you sticking to what you have? Where are we going in the future with Mineral?
I think it's kind of too soon to tell. Like, we're definitely open to doing something new, but we haven't yet. We've just been facing the task at hand, like rising up for the tour and the shows, getting ready to go overseas. But we have a little break now before the overseas stuff, so yeah, we'll see what happens. None of us really want to like force anything to happen, but we're all open to seeing what happens, you know.
And then I guess lastly, I'd be curious to know what the kids think. What do the kids of the band members think about your music? Do you play it for them? Do they think you're just all the best? The coolest dads around?
Yeah, my kids like first got into Zookeeper, like my kind of mellower stuff, and they really like that. But their preschool teacher is actually a big Mineral fan, or their old preschool teacher, a big Mineral fan, and he used to play Mineral for them. So they heard it first at school through their teacher, and then they came home and they're like, why didn't you tell us about Mineral, you know? I'm like, oh, we can listen to Mineral if you want, you know? Yeah, I didn't know if that would be your thing, you know, it's a little louder. They're like, no, we like Mineral, you know, so...
Cool,
it's pretty
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.